I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pinheiro now attempting a 59-yarder. Niners got him in week two. He's 9 for 9 with field goals to this point. Snap good. Hold good. The kick is good. Pinheiro, the former Bear, the former Panther from 59. San Francisco up by 3.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Eddie Pinheiro.
I mean, let me just apologize to the Niners because I'll take an L. And you guys kind of laid it on me at the summit. I hadn't talked about it until now. I was in the Jake Moody, give him another day fan club or another game. But this guy's turned into a weapon, man. Steiny, I mean, man, you get him in season. Dude hasn't missed and makes a 59-yarder. Bang, to give you the lead. I mean, what more can you expect in regard to return on investment, ROI, when it comes to old Eddie Pinheiro?
What do you give me for Brock Purdy saved Kyle Shanahan because of Trey Lance?
Oh, no
and
doubt.
Now Eddie Pinheiro has saved Kyle Shanahan because of Jake Moody. In other words, Pinheiro has turned into Brock
Purdy.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. So Pinero's doing what Moody should have been doing.
That's correct.
All right, I got you.
That's correct.
I'm not mad.
But
what about the defense? We hadn't talked much about it. Donnie, learning lessons. And in the second half, Stafford was cooking. But for them to bend, not break again, and come up with that fumble, Collins, you can't talk about it enough. Just like, you know how many defenses probably were like, oh, brother, we're backed up. Maybe we need to let them score. And again, Kyle had mentioned that they had that discussion, chose not to do it. But, man, what a stop. And the rest is history.
Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth in Oakland coming off a big Niners win. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Smooth. Okay, I admit I was wrong. Bang, bang, I was wrong. But you know, one of the downsides is we're going to lose Mac Jones next year. I mean, rightfully so.
Well, he's under contract for 2 years.
Oh, two. Okay, never mind.
There you go.
I recant everything I just said. But here's what I want to ask you guys. Now, listen, we know that Brock is Brock's job. I get that. But it would behoove Brock, stop playing around with this toe business, man. Don't be on the fence about, oh, I might play. Dude, you're either going to play or you're not. Let's not do what we did the last couple of games. You know, I didn't like how he was like, okay, I might play. Dude, you're not playing. We're going to sit you down until you're fully healthy. In fairness to you, because if you come up there with a gimpy toe and lose, we're not going to want to hear it.
Mm.
We're not going to want to hear about the toe. Let the toe get healed. you can come back and play. Because if you come back there and you lose and you now, oh, I hurt my toe again. Man, you know what's going to happen, guys. You know Niners fans, we're not going to have that. You're gonna make a controversy. Wait till you get healthy so you can be the Brock who you've been. Don't be less than, because Mac is balling right now.
No doubt.
And I'll ask you guys this. Do you think that Mac would have won that Jacksonville game? Because I kind of do. I'm going to be honest with you.
Lick it smoothie.
Okay.
Lick it smoothie.
Maybe.
That's hypothetical. I get it. But I feel confident that Mac would have been able to close that game.
I mean, he sure looks confident right now. No doubt about that.
And that first drive, again, I keep going to it, Stoney, just amazing. And then you look at it, you got a receiver in Bourne, 142 yards. You rack up a 407 total yards. We talked about it. How can the Niners win this game against a good defense and a damn good offense and a team that a lot of people say could possibly make the Super Bowl? And you go down there and hold the ball, Stoney, for a whopping 40 minutes to 26 for the Rams. And the offensive line, we had dogged them. And again, I know when you look at 2.2 yards on the ground for the Niners as a whole on the night, don't get paralyzed by that stat. I mean, they held up, and they were the reason there were no turnovers after your starting quarterback throws it a whopping total of 49 pass attempts. That's what I think is understated, Stoney. When you hear that number, that is the ultimate sign of trust, right?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, I think, look, he 49 times. I mean, there are all these little short intermediate stuff. Right. So clearly they're throwing short as a way to supplement a running game that's, you know, not doing well right now. And so I think Kyle Shanahan looks at Mac Jones and says he's very accurate. So if we can't run the ball, you know, let's try to set him up with some short stuff. And felt like they were throwing for 6 to 8 yards every single play. Mm. And so if they're going to give you that, I feel like Mac Jones is that kind of quarterback that won't take a dumb chance if he doesn't need to, if the play's right in front of him. So, you know, a lot of, 49 passes is a ton, but I think they're using some of their pass game as a way to compensate for their run game by throwing short as they are.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Christian McCaffrey, I love what you said on the crossover, Stoney, 8 for 82. Obviously, you want the run game on the ground to be better, but the bottom line is that's not rendering him ineffective. He's still getting off, averaging 10 yards a pop, and, I mean, 8 catches out of 9 targets. I mean, kudos to both guys.
888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I don't even have to ask a question. What stuck out? Everything stuck out. Mac Jones stuck out. Alfred Collins stuck out. Tonga stuck out.
Panera
stuck out. Panero, McCaffrey, all of them. Fred Warner, as always.
What about Kyle?
Yeah.
You got to give him. Stoney, I think this absolutely is his best win, regular season win since he's been here. With what he didn't have. And I think that pissed them off, the whole team, about nobody giving him a chance.
Yeah. I got a little break last night.
What happened?
I talked to my buddy back east and said, you know, what are you thinking for the Niners?
Oh, you didn't lay anything?
No.
Ah.
He said.
Good for you.
He was like, Rams are going to crush.
So did Dibs.
He's like, they're all. We're all on the Rams.
Yeah.
And I was like,
we all were too.
All right.
Man.
He said, you want in? And I said, nah, I'll just watch for fun.
Yeah. So just thinking what Evan broke down for you in the green room yesterday, had you took the Niners, you'd have had 4.5 beers from whoever you
I did lose one bet to the boss.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Which one?
We bet a drink on the game.
Yeah.
But now I owe him 3.
He had the Niners.
I know he did.
Yeah.
So I owe him 3 vodka sodas now. Damn.
He did something to me last night.
What?
The boss.
What'd he do?
I don't know if I want to tell it, but I'll say it right now. So he texted me, want to go spaces after the game. I'll go, yeah. So we're getting ready. I'm all fired up in the lab. And then we lose connection. And then he's on IG Live. Guess with who?
Bonte.
Lo Neal.
Oh, nice.
So he basically canceled our, what we have people like. Then he called me and said, you know, good. I was like,
well,
You know, hey, I know what happened. You upped me one because low deal Hall of, I get it. Evan kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
No, don't look.
We were
like
gonna
that.
Do spaces, and then it goes, and then you're on IG Live with Low. I get it.
Don't look at it like that.
Halle Berry, Marsha Brady. I'm Marsha. I get it. It hurt me a little.
Don't look at it like that. Look at it as though
Oh, it hurt a little bit, Spidey. Stung me a little bit. I poured another shot. I was okay.
It's like Nahegan had a ticket for coach, and Lo'Neal was first class. And he's
there
like,
you go.
I'm sitting in first class right, with Lo'Neal. Right.
I feel a little better.
All right.
Now, why are you doing that? It's Friday, Victory Friday, baby. Why are you doing that?
Because I'm going to.
We got to let him talk.
I know we do.
Okay, but why are you like that?
Because I'm deciding who I want to talk. Right. Let's go to Patrick in South San Francisco. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
A Victory Friday.
That's right. What a great, great win. Hey, I want to throw something at you guys, but don't think I'm crazy, okay?
All right. This is the show.
Yesterday when I was watching Mac and the last few weeks, I'm not kidding you, but I see, I'm not making a comparison, but I see the shades of Joe Montana in this guy in the sense that he really reads the field very well.
Mm.
And he has a lot of confidence. He knows where he wants to go. Like, you know, and I miss that in a 49ers quarterback. I mean, I'm just watching him. I'm seeing him, you know, he's taking him down the field. He's doing it with confidence. He's happy. He's enthusiastic. He has a great presence on the field, and very importantly, he knows how to quick release like Montana used to. Mm. Like, I just see a lot of similarities.
No, I hear you.
I want to know what you think.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, are you the guy that said, I'm a scientist? You guys
I'm a
aren't.
Scientist. And you guys aren't.
Is that you?
No, I know. I would never say that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You sound like
a... I'm the furthest thing from a scientist.
All right, I got you, baby. What you think, Sonny? I mean, the dude came out of college. He got drafted. Well, we know the dude can play football. He was just in a bad spot. So you're right. The Niners got two quarterbacks. Nothing to see here. Let your boy heal. And then, they both got to heal. Because, Donnie, is there a reality that Martinez can see the field? I know we're not there yet, but if Mac is seriously hurting, it looked like it multiple times, and Brock's nursing this toe, I mean, the third stringer might have to go.
I think Montana.
That boy.
More mobile.
16.
Than Mac Jones. Yeah. Well, especially when Mac Jones is hauling around that knee brace.
I call it the Forrest Gump knee brace.
Montana?
Huh? No, Brock Purdy. I mean, Mac Jones. I think Montana is more mobile than Mac Jones, especially when Mac Jones is wearing that knee brace. And
Joe was mobile, Evan. If that's what I don't know if that's what Evan's saying.
He was. Yeah, like,
no, Joe was.
He could scamper.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I could have sworn midway through the fourth quarter.
Give it to me, man.
They listed Mac Jones' knee brace as questionable.
Now that I think that was one of your specials.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say this, Donnie. There are a lot of people, Americans, and I'm not being a simpleton here, but, you know, some use alcohol, some use drugs, some use gambling, whatever. People have their thing. Mine is sports. And that game last night epitomized why. Stani, how can you not like sports, man? See, if you just, how can you not? It's what employs us.
Well, that doesn't mean everybody's got to like it.
No, I'm saying you're missing out if you don't.
Well,
partake.
Okay. And
I
what about
a shower us? Okay,
what about if somebody likes ballet every bit as much as you like sports?
But are you getting that? I get it. But is ballet really giving you that fix of the up and down? Down
absolutely.
And up? I don't.
The other thing is
I've been to the Nutcracker.
The other thing is that. I lost my train of thought.
A ballet, the other thing that, it, you know, ballet doesn't give you that fix of back and forth.
So do you think sports is inherently more rewarding than watching theater or enjoying the arts? because I believe it's the same thing for those people.
No, I get that, okay. But is there a roller coaster element to those hobbies? You go to the ballet and, oh, wow,
absolutely. You can see a performance swan. that is inspiring to them as Mac Jones' performance was inspiring to you.
All right.
I think people are missing out on sports the way maybe perhaps sports heads miss out on the arts. All right. That's all.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
She's back. She got
hey,
me feeling
Jan,
good.
How you doing?
Oh man, what a win! I tell you, that was a signature win all across the board, and I can't tell you, man, I was holding my breath. And I'll tell you one thing: I want Lynch to go after a defensive back because Stafford last night, he had all night except for that time that Huff. I think sacked him in the first quarter, was it?
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I tell you, we need to get that defensive back to help out the rest of that defense and how Collins and the other back were able to get those turnovers at that last in that last crunch time.
Yeah.
Man, I was holding my breath. I couldn't believe it. And, man, I'll tell you, they deserved that win, and I'm all behind him 100%. Go Niners.
Look at Jan.
Thanks, Jan.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
And I'll say this, Donnie, you didn't ask, but just hearing her passion, I mean, now you're 4-1. And, you know, it's all pretty, everybody feeling giddy about the win, but the Niners know they can improve, you know, the run game. But now you're getting to the juncture, and I know we're a few weeks away, but, Donnie, when you talk about what Jan mentioned, enhancements, seeing and scouring the line, you know, seeing teams' seasons end and seeing who they got to maybe pick from that tree to bring them to improve and bolster what you have, all that's on the table when you're 4-1.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the importance of the win and if it means anything for morale.
That's huge. You know, you don't sit here and make excuses with injuries, but it definitely, we've had to have a lot of guys step up that we weren't sure you were going to need to coming into the year, especially guys coming from other teams, guys like KB, guys like MVS. Getting D-Rob back, I think, was huge. He did some real good things today. But I've just, especially that team today, that's a really good team. Finding a way to beat them, having your record what it is. I mean, you got to keep winning throughout this time, but it's been a good start for us.
Kyle Shanahan on the... on the big win.
Yeah, and you know, Kendrick Bourne having 10 receptions for 142. I lost DeMarcus Robinson, Stoney, but 3 for 39, 13 yards a pop. So I know that win was sweet against his old team. How about that?
No doubt about it. Let's go to Nico in Sacramento. Hey, Nico, how you doing, man?
Yo, long time no speak, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Going well.
Well, I want to ask y'all, what was y'all favorite play? I'm going to pull a guru. I'm going to tell you mine first. It was fourth quarter or overtime. It was Shanahan scheming the play to McCaffrey. He's coming out of the backfield in motion. They threw it straight to McCaffrey, and it was a Marcus Robinson and two defenders, a linebacker and a cornerback. The scheme was for DeMarcus Robinson to block the linebacker, 200-something-pound linebacker. He lays the block on him. McCaffrey's one-on-one with the cornerback. And he makes a move,
yeah.
Gets the yardage they needed for the first down. Amazing scheme by Shanahan. I was twisted last night. I was talking about that play all night. That was crazy. Amazing scheme. Love the play. Love the book. Shanahan, he's really good.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't have a 10-point lead because he would have blown it in the fourth quarter. Y'all have a great blessing.
Thank you.
Well, no, he had a 10-point lead, Stoney. It was just at half.
Good point.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite play? Because I got one. And it wasn't favored. It was just an illustration of what I like. Shout out Film on Mike. So it was about third quarter. Your boy dropped back to pass, Mac Jones, Donnie, and Valdez Scantlin looked like he was the intended receiver, and this guy was running just a little behind him. But the ball went over his head, and I'm thinking, oh, bad pass. But it was meant for Kendrick Bourne, and he was deeper than Valdez Scantlin, Stoney. So it was about 16 yarder, but it was on a just a frozen rope to where initially I go, and I'm used to high throws sometimes watching, you know, Brock or Jimmy, and I go, oh, man, that's an off-target throw. And bam, it wasn't meant for Valdez-Scantling. It hit Kendrick Bourne right between the numbers. He ran for a few more yards, but it just, I said to myself, oh, Mac, tell me if I'm putting too much on this, Donnie. He's got a cannon. You get my drift? It went over Valdez-Scantling, and it wasn't intended for him. And then in the back, there was Bourne, and that's who it was intended for, but it had some zip on it, and I'm like, oh, man, dude, he's throwing that thing tonight.
So did he overthrow the guy?
No, the ball was intended for Bourne.
Oh.
Valdez-Scantling was just a few yards before where, you know, the target he was looking for, and I just said to myself, oh, your boy's, he's throwing that thing tonight.
I don't specifically remember that one. Was it early, real early?
No, third, late third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd need to see it.
Yeah. I got the game on the TV. Oh, no.
I know, we went back and listened to some of the Al Michaels cuts.
Ibanez, Texas, the great Mark Ibanez.
He says, don't lay off Al Michaels.
Lay off the legend. No, that's what
right.
He called him.
He's right.
Yeah, I feel bad now.
He's right. And if that's the case, then people should lay off me, too. real quick.
Your favorite play.
Pin arrow.
I was going to use that. All right.
Pin arrow.
He's a weapon.
So, here's the one thing I was thinking about this year, and I think this is what makes it so different and so fun for 49er fans. So if you run down the entire roster, not the entire roster, but you could run down a big chunk of the roster and find like 15 to 20 guys who've already made plays this year that have been game-winning type of plays. So Bosa, let's talk about the big boys. Bosa, he made the big play early in the year to save a game.
Two of them.
I think McCaffrey's been as gutsy as he could possibly be, whether he's lost a half step or not.
Check.
I think he's playing as hard as he can possibly play. Fred Warner. He's made multiple plays this year. But I think a big reason why they're 4-1 is because of the plays that were made by Jake Tongas, Alfred Collins. Think of these guys. Kendrick Bourne, now the backup quarterback, Mac Jones. Pearsall, in his second year, made some big plays already. Bryce Huff, newly acquired in the offseason, makes a big sack last 2 weeks ago that clinch a game. D. Winters has been playing at a really high level. Who's Upton Stout? Just a rookie who's producing. Who's Siegel? Who's this Siegel guy that's
youngster.
Come out of nowhere?
Yeah,
he made a monster play last night. Pinero wasn't even on the team at the beginning of the year. He's just kind of won him a game. And so it's like a mini strength in numbers right now for the San Francisco 49ers because they've just – and that's – to me, that's the other thing that is tough to calculate is when you have so many players who can say they've contributed to a win – it tends to bring a team together more because more guys are playing into the success.
Yeah.
And there's about 30 guys on that roster right now who can actually say, you know, I've been a big part of this 4-1 start.
No doubt. And that's how you win. That's how you go deep in the playoffs. And that's how you qualify for the playoffs. But, Stoney, you know, unlike the other three wins, you know, I was giving game ball to one individual. But last night, I mean, it could have went to the whole team. And you're right. Siegel made plays, but he gave up plays. But for the Niners defense to throw off or slow down the Rams' opportunity early on to hold them just to 7 points at halftime, I mean, that was a message to me, like, damn. And a lot of that was because what the offense was doing because they were so stellar. But at the end of the day, I mean, they didn't give up. And now – at 4-1, you just think because of the youth on the defensive side of the ball. We hadn't mentioned Robert Saleh much, but, I mean, how good is he feeling? Even though, you know, your boy got going, Matt Stafford, almost 400 yards. But at the end of the day, it was your unit that came up with a big play. And, you know, that can't go unnoticed or mentioned enough. Where is this team and some of these youngsters going to be when guys come back? And they kind of continue to go through their puberty, and now we're talking about week 10, week 11, but the initial first...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
First five games, like you talked about, Steiny, everyone has been identical in regard to coming down to the wire, and I believe those are things that resonate. That's how you, you know, carve out your identity. But these guys are playing like, I got to be careful here, playoff-like games at the end, and where one play can make you or break you, and they're coming up roses 4 out of 5 cracks at it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Easily the signature win of the season for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan. Was it Kyle Shanahan's signature win of any regular season?
I got to believe so.
I mean, I just remember the game against Seattle back the last game of the year where they needed it to make the playoffs. This was a different kind of game last night.
The green light hit at the goal line.
Where they were definitely had their backs to the wall injury-wise, so this represented a little something different.
Nobody gave them a chance.
So many good things happened last night. If I said to you, what was the best thing about last night, how would you answer that, Niner fans? Also, don't forget, Pier 39 tomorrow, Guru and Evan Giddings broadcasting from noon to 4. They're going to have Festus Ezeli out there. They're going to have Tim Roy. They're going to have Kalena Azubuike, Zaza Pachulia, Abonte Hill will be out there. They're going to be giving away tickets to Sunday's exhibition game against the L.A. Lakers. Once again, 12 to 4 at Pier 39 tomorrow. Get out there. Say hello to Goo and Evan, and it'll be a Warriors special with a lot of special guests. We're going to get you ready for the season, which the exhibition season starts on Sunday. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.